This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
Welcome back again to Sons of Liberty, Hour 2. Thank you for making us the number one show on Genesis Communication during this time. Again, we appreciate your listenership. We appreciate more doers of the word, not hearers only, deceiving themselves. I also wanted to let you know, friends, we just got back from Arizona and California. If you'd like us to be a part of one of your events, we're always about 3 months out. If it's an emergency or you'd want to have us in as soon as possible, we can see what we can do. But again, we are making ourselves available to shake, rattle, and roll. And this will explain to you, friends, why the media is scared to death of the message that we give to your communities. Because the media will be there. And when they're there, keep in mind, friends, they're trying to undermine the truth of who we are as a people by trying to change and transform, fundamentally transform America. It didn't stop, friends, with Barack Hussein Obama. It's still going on today under the guise of a new administration with the help of the media. That's a fact. Look to the fruit. Judge men by their fruit, Jesus said, not by what they say. Read Matthew 7:16. Also read 2 Corinthians 11:14 when you get a moment. Now, I wanted to make one more point about the Muslims at the Minnesota Valley Fair that the media did not blurt out a word about. Again, let me remind you, they're endangering the lives of Minnesotans. They're withholding this information. I want to tell you, friends, that if one of these 100 Somalian men were attacking innocent people at Valley Fair, if one of them was to be hurt, shot, handled in the wrong fashion, you can rest assured you would have heard from the media all day long about it, about how they were abused. See, folks, this is the totalitarian method. They assault you. They attack you. They pull your hair. They smack your face. And then with the help of the media, they put themselves in the place of the victim while, in fact, they're the ones perpetuating the crime. That's why you have to film everything you do, friends. It's really to the point of where we are today in this country. That's really where we're at today in this country. I wanted you to hear a couple of these. Actually, I'll play one for you really quick so you understand what's taking place in Minnesota. And then I'm going to play some more audio right after that. But this is one of the victory speeches in the state of Minnesota. So you didn't think that this was way out there. This is one of the four primary victors in the primaries in the state of Minnesota. And the people in Minnesota, of course, are being distracted from all of this through entertaining themselves. But listen to this victory speech all in Arabic.
معلوم والبا إنا دي تاغن تهين وإني مهد علينا يا تاغير دا إي موجسين تاغير أنجو دي كلام ماها ومد صوماليا دلعان تورو وعباد
What's also interesting to know, friends, during this time, it's a gymnasium filled with other Muslims. So in other words, they're practicing what they're preaching. And you better know that they mean to upend who you are, the people. That's why you have over 90 individuals attempting to get into governmental positions in the United States of America. You want to play games? You go ahead and play games. But do keep in mind, friends, that's not a game in any sense of the word for those that are paying attention. Deuteronomy 28:50 says, "A nation of a fierce countenance which shall not regard the person of the old nor show favor to the young will be sent into that nation of disobedient people." That's where we're at today. I also wanted to show you how, again, what's taking place across the boards. As you know, we have done hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of high school assemblies alone. I've spoken thousands of times, friends, publicly. That's my payday, to be with the people, to lead the way as I follow the Christ, John 14:6. With that said, I want you to understand that it was the ACLU that did the attacking. It was the media that did the attacking on me for teaching our kids their heritage. The Constitution, and folks, the law's on my side. I know that, and so do four other individuals who received a lawsuit on their death on their desks that wanted to test their steel with us. I'm not being a hard guy. Just know that the law's on our side. We know what can be done and what can't be done. We're not proselytizing. We're just giving them the truth of the matter. We're showing them their Constitution. We're showing them the price paid. We're showing them that they're being lied to on a 24/7 basis. But the ACLU came after us too. That was short-lived, by the way. But keep in mind, the ACLU is there to advocate in helping Muslims in America have free way in public schools today, while praying coaches are under attack. Listen to this one. This is craziness.
Appeals court ruling it is unconstitutional for a high school football coach to pray on the field alone or with players after the games. Coach Joe Kennedy from Washington State lost his job back in 2015. School officials had warned him to stop praying, but he continued to take a knee and pray after games. The judges said he was acting as a public employee, not a private citizen, while he was praying. Therefore, his free speech rights were not protected. But Kennedy says he's not going down without a fight in court. All right, Coach, I know that you were suspended at one point, and you were told you could keep praying, then there was an accommodation you could pray, but only after everybody had left. From part of the Ninth Circuit's decision that came out this week, they said Kennedy spoke at a school event on school property wearing BHS logo attire, that's the high school, while on duty as a supervisor and in the most prominent position on the field where he knew
you hold
it
that for
was
a moment?
Inevitable.
You know what I'm thinking about here? Is the ACLU and other unconstitutional communist organizations in the United States are the ones attacking this man for praying on the field. Also keep in mind, it's the corrupt injustices that you tolerate. You need to read your Constitution, folks. Judges have no business telling us when we can and when we cannot pray. And religion in law is under the Christian umbrella, not a foreign religion in the United States of America. With that said, keep in mind, it's the judges acting as activists trying to tell this man when he can put his cap on, his faith cap on, and when he's got to take it off, that put their hands on a Bible swearing that they will uphold the Constitution with Moses and the Ten Commandments above their heads. Folks, we're destroying ourselves.
Students, parents, fans, and occasionally the media would observe his behavior.
Allahu Akbar.
This is probably a couple thousand Muslims on a football field praying to Allah just a couple miles away from where this coach was attacked for praying to Jesus Christ. I would go after literally every single one of those judges that played the activist when it was their duty to make reference to the law and enforce it, not to tear it down and give way to a foreign enemy within just a couple miles away. It's amazing what America you will put up with. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, 1-866-582-9933. Coming right back to political talking points and their agenda.
The Sons and Daughters of Liberty. I know you've heard that name before, but who are they and what does that have to do with the Sons of Liberty? The Sons and Daughters of Liberty are a group of faithful men and women who have decided to do something about the problems that we see in America today. They are those who have made it a point to faithfully support our ministry on a monthly basis. They have said, I am tired of hearing about all the problems. It's time for me to be a part of the answers. They choose whatever level of giving is right for them and are consistently part of a team that is reaching this nation with the truth and the gospel of Jesus Christ. And you can be a part of it too. How do you join the team? Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click on the Spread the Word button. There are different levels of membership for you to choose from, or you can create your own and plug in the amount that's right for you. Join today and have the satisfaction of knowing that you're doing your part to create a better future for tomorrow and our posterity. We thank God for each and every one of our faithful supporters and hope that you will join together with us to restore this nation back unto Christ, the only hope for America.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, I'm Troy Newman, president of Operation Rescue, and you're listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio, your daily inoculation against Satan's lies and the twisted logic of the left. Listen at your own risk. You may just become a patriot.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutriMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutriMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. 1-866-582-9933. Politicians don't want to go outside of their scripted talking points. Their agenda would fall apart. Now, if you've been listening on Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, I've been taking the time as to sharing and showing you the influence that I received while I was on the road just this last 10 days prior to the last three, if that makes sense. And it was pretty awesome. Luke 12, read it when you get a moment. Luke 12:12. The Bible says that the Holy Ghost will tell us in that hour as to what he wants to share. And I'll tell you, the information that was coming out of me was pretty cool. And the hearing was clear. It truly was. I want to make clear of this before we start rocking on this, that when we go back to our founding era, because I want to take you to be a principled people before we get to this topic. And when we go back, we can see that our forefathers were very principled. Okay, I mean, we have the longest standing constitution in modern history. 242 years later, here we are. Now, instead of throwing off tyranny that we can read in the Declaration of Independence concerning the usurpations, now we're seeing them usurp on a daily basis with the full approval of a bunch of political idiots and useful idiots that follow their favorite politician rather than their love for the law that keeps them free. No, they adhere to him or to the new administration or to their favorite political pundit and useful idiot that works for special interest groups to further enslave themselves and their children rather than the law and obedience to the law that makes them free. As a principled people, you need to understand that we, in making another point to that which is predicated upon being principled, is that we don't have leaders in this country. We have representatives. And representatives of the law that God has given, read Exodus 18:21, read Isaiah 42:21, Read Matthew 5:17, both Old and New Testament, fulfilling. And read Romans 3:31 and Hebrews 10:7. Okay? Because we don't make void the law. We establish the law through faith. Romans 3:31. I've shared with you 1.5 million times, but to lay the foundation again, you know that the flags that were flying during the Revolutionary War were no king but King Jesus and appeal to heaven. Therefore, we know through their example that our forefathers followed the Christ, established his law as they followed him who was America's leader, Jesus Christ. John 14:6, Acts 4:12, 1 Corinthians 11:1, Philippians 2:10, 1 Timothy 2:5. And I want to make clear, if I might, that this is so burnt into my heart and my mind that this comes to my aid. I'm not like kicking this stuff off because I've read it and now I'm reading it to you. No, that's not what's going on here. This just comes to mind. Okay? We're quickened by the Word of God that's engrafted within our souls that saves our souls, the Bible says. So therefore, we all know that our representatives derive their just powers from the consent of the governed, as we, the people, receive our rights from the Lord, and in turn, we, the people, delegate power to them that represents the people. You know, and I shared yesterday, too, the reason being, and most of us know, most people don't hate corruption, and that's the reason I'm telling you this. Most people in this country don't hate corruption as much as they declare that they do, because if they did, and they wouldn't tolerate it as much as they do. But I will tell you what people really do hate is them that tell you the truth of the corruption of their favorite politicians. Read Amos 5:10. Did you hear what I said? They hate him that rebuketh in the gate. I needed to tell you that. When we look at politicians and their talking points moving forward, listen to George Orwell and what he said. He said, political language today is designed to make lies sound truthful. See, this is why Jesus said, pay attention to their fruit. Pay attention to what they do. Don't pay attention to what they say, because they'll tell you what you want to hear. Jesus said, take heed to yourself. How many times? Jesus said, beware of men. How many times? How many times did he say that you would bear witness against kings and governors for my namesake? Who are we calling out? The political language that has been created to make lies sound truthful. How many times did the Lord say, they'll come in my name, they'll call themselves Christians until they get to the seat of power that they desire, right? I'm adding that second part. But George Orwell said, political language is designed to make lies sound truthful and to give appearance of solidity to pure wind. That's exactly right. Do you know much of what you hear on the news? Folks, 98% of what you hear on the news is unconstitutional. Did you know that? Just the other day, I was watching a video of a representative named Cory Booker, who was playing all big and bad on C-SPAN. And I said, we got to get a call into Cory and get him on the radio show. Let's start calling these guys out for who they are, rather than what they want you to believe they are. Let me show you, friends, who these people are. So we called Cory Booker, never heard back. Nancy Pelosi, never heard back. Al Franken, never heard back. Keith Ellison, who likes to talk about me on a national scale, namely through the Daily Beast, he likes to talk about me too, but no phone call back. Don't know why. I know exactly why. And the list goes on. Maxine Waters. Mrs. Feinstein, folks, my goodness. These people are dangerous. They're criminal. In so many different ways. I was watching Cory Booker the other day just talking about the democracy this and the democracy that. And I thought, man, our conversation's going to be over in the first 15 seconds. And he's going to get mad at me and probably hang up on me. But it's interesting how Fox News and CNN and MSNBC and ABC News and NBC and all the networks that are owned and operated by corporate media, they'll quote Cory. They'll have him on their program. They'll do an interview with him. Yeah, because they're in cahoots with them. They're not going to go outside of his scripted talking points. They know where they need to stay because that's what they get paid to do, is to lie, to betray the people, said Dr. Udall Ufkat. And the CIA themselves, who have said in themselves their whole purpose is to unstabilize the world. Just think about this. And if you think that's out there, friends, why don't you listen to what they have to say, namely the founders of the CIA, because they'll tell on themselves every step of the way. As a matter of fact, go to Operation Mockingbird online and watch the video. You'll understand what's going on. This hasn't been hid from the people. But going back, it's interesting how all these people, they just stay on the same networks because it's safe. Because they know that those useful idiots called journalists are going to stay on the same talking points, friends. Because if you take them out of their scope of talking points, their agenda falls apart. They don't want you to see how ignorant they are of the Constitution that they know that they're at war with. They know who they work for, and it's not we the people. You know that as well as I do. Again, they don't want to be exposed for who they really are, but folks, sooner or later, they're going to be exposed. And you know the names that I've named, you know who they are. Folks, they don't want to be exposed for who they really are, nor do they desire to subject themselves to that which is foreign to their communistic totalitarian agenda, namely to the Constitution and its enumerated laws. See, the Constitution to these people is as foreign to these redcoats and Tories that were loyal to the tyrant king across the pond, read Luke 22:48, that have sold the American people out to a power as foreign to them as the tyrant across the pond named King George, which was to our forefathers in the 13 colonies while establishing our move to establish independence. They're not there, folks, ensuring our rights to stay an independent nation. They are there selling you out the way King George wanted the Tories and the redcoats to sell you out. That's what these people are. And look at how you patty cake with them, friends. You patty cake with those that mean to destroy your country. You patty cake with those that mean to upend your Constitution and sell you out to a foreign power. And a foreign power to the United States Constitution, it is. I mean, how many times have you heard these politicians claim that Americans complain about making reference to constitutional law while debating the way the American people rights and their rights? Never. I mean, again, remember, one must remember that while appearing on one of the media networks, NBC, Fox, MSNBC, CNN, ABC, that is safe for them to appear there. They know that the questions will be tame and within the confines of their scripted political talking points while keeping them safely in their agenda's parameters. It's a different language. Because even when you listen to the very top to the very bottom, folks, it's foreign to the Constitution. And that's why most people that don't know the difference look at a guy like me and say, man, he's radical for the truth. No, I just realized how many people died to give me the freedoms that I have. And I'm called to live for what they died for, starting with my big brother, the captain of my salvation, 2 Corinthians 5:15. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. Going to take a quick break. We'll be right back.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent. Protesters on the Capitol steps in Washington arrested even as the Senate votes to confirm Brett Kavanaugh to the U.S. Supreme Court. Leading right up to the final vote, politicians from both sides of the aisle took to the Senate floor to express their opinions on the nominee. Republican Senator from Alaska Dan Sullivan discussed the sexual misconduct claims made against Kavanaugh.
Dr. Ford's allegations were investigated respectfully and thoroughly by this Senate Judiciary staff and the FBI. And as I mentioned, she certainly had courage in coming forward. Nevertheless, these allegations were not corroborated. The four people Dr. Ford claims were present had no knowledge or memory of any such event. And the others the FBI asked about the alleged incident had no knowledge either.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-318-1251. That's 800-318-1251. 800-318-1251.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, 1-866-582-9933. I'll pull up the caller right after this. But to further solidify the point, I want you to hear for yourselves. I do this with everything I talk about. I want to make sure it's confirmed, okay? Let it be written, let it be done. Well, here it is. Here's Nancy Pelosi for you. I'll let her do it to herself. Go ahead.
But I think that you took one piece of it. We're talking about... No further sales of assault weapons. What is the justification for an assault weapon? No further sales of those. No further sales of the increased capacity 30 a gun. We're talking about background checks, which is very popular even among gun owners and
hunters. She's a liar.
We avow the First Amendment. We stand with that and say that people have a right to have a gun to protect themselves in their homes, in their jobs, wherever,
guys.
And that they, in their workplace.
We avow the First Amendment. The First Amendment, Congress shall make no law respecting the establishment of religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press or of the right of the people peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for redress of grievances. We avow to gun ownership is what she's saying, and she's reciting the First Amendment. It's the Second Amendment, friends, that she meant to reference. I mean, this woman's a lunatic. And by the way, if you haven't taken the time to see her value, her net worth, when she went in and what she's worth now, folks, it's the thing to do today. sell the American people out to play the Judas, to sell your soul for 30 pieces of silver. She's worth millions now. It's funny how they're going broke, and then before you know it, they're millionaires. And they do that, by the way, through much of inside trading. Before the public gets to it, they get to it first. Whoa. Who are they serving? It's not the people. Here's Cory Booker, and then I'll take this phone call really quick. By the way, I could sit on the radio all day and play these videos, these audios for you, so you can understand that the Constitution of the United States is foreign to these people. This is Cory Booker. Listen to this guy.
Democracy in America is not a spectator sport. And this is what upsets me, is we've lulled ourselves in America into this state of sedentary agitation, where everybody can sit on their couch and get upset about what's going on, but not get off their backsides and realize that they are responsible for the change that they need to make.
Yeah, but folks, what he's doing there is he's inciting what you call the left to basically go after the right. He's telling the left to get busy to overthrow the right. And this is what dictators do. And this useful idiot, he started off right off the bat proving my very point. Our democracy is not a spectator sport. No, you're right. But first of all, brother, let's go back to the presupposition of our of who we are as a an American people under our Constitution. We're not a democracy. In all sincerity and in all fairness, folks, he probably doesn't know it. And I'm not feeling sorry for him. He should know it. The fact of the matter is he hasn't taken the time, and namely Article 4, Section 4, to understand that we're not a democracy, when in fact we are a constitutional republic. We got Rod calling in from Michigan. Michigan, thanks for calling. Appreciate your patience.
Hey, brother.
How are you, my friend?
Brad, I'll make it quick because I didn't even want to interrupt you. Everything you say is right spot on, brother. Thank you for that. Boy, it's amazing that news that GCN has. I don't know who picks their news, but that's just the typical news you'll hear across America, controlled media. You ever listen to those commercials?
Yeah, sometimes I can't but help it. And you can pick the lies out as you listen to them, and it's really just shoots out at me. It's like, okay, I need to talk about that really quick, or I need to cover that, because so many times, 9 times out of 10, and this is not an over-exaggeration, Rod, or listeners, 9 times out of 10, what you're being told is opposite of what's really going on. It's not true.
No. And it's news of, like, this Kavanaugh deal. This is the biggest farce there is. I mean, it's they got your mind off the things in Syria and what's going on really in Syria. You know all the news, Bradley. But that's the whole intent behind all this. And the sheep follow it. You know, and they're all wound up. It's the right against the left, and so on and so forth. And it's just
and
a
let
big
me ask you something, Rod. Who feeds it more than conservative talking heads? Nobody does.
Who feeds it? Yeah, right.
Yeah, who feeds it more than the self-professed conservatives? Nobody does. So again, it goes back to what we were talking about earlier, with what Abraham Lincoln said. We're destroying ourselves. We're doing this to ourselves. We don't need help from an outside, a foreign people to destroy, friends, because we're doing it all on our own. I mean, what you listen to on the news today is, like I've said 1,000 times, it's like inquiring minds need to know. And the best of your conservatives do just that, because they're feeding the golden calf. They're not telling you the facts. They're not telling you what the deal is. They're telling you what they're told to tell you, and they better stay within that scope of scripting, because if they get outside of it, they'll just ostracize them and drop them like a bad habit.
Well, thank God for people like you, Bradley. I mean, I bet you if you went into any church group or coffee shop on Monday morning or whatever it is, you know, these gray-haired guys or whatever, all they're going to talk about is the Kavanaugh deal and how they're all against Trump and so on and so forth. And it's so disgusting. But once again, as I like to always do, I like to encourage people, you are a rare man, brother. Keep doing what you're doing. I just wanted to call in and encourage you. There's so much to talk about, but this is your show, and you touch on everything. Hardly anybody else is doing it. Thank you for that. Thank you, brother.
Yep. Thanks, Rod. CIA Director William Casey. We'll know our disinformation program is complete when everything the American public believes is false. Let me go back to Dr. Udo Ufkat, German editor, journalist. He's now dead a year later after he wrote a book exposing the CIA-controlled media for who they are and how they operate. The entire mainstream media is totally fake, taught to lie, to betray the people, and not to tell the truth to the public. The CIA gets control over all of the majority of the journalists. I just told you what the CIA director said under Ronald Reagan. Well, no, our disinformation program is complete when everything the American public believes is false. Folks, when you have conservative talking heads telling you to get behind the new administration and false prophets telling you to get behind the current administration without question, I want to tell you something, folks. You got some paid pundits there. Those that are feeding the left-right paradigm, you have some paid pundits there or some idiots or ignoramuses, folks. Not name-calling, but it's a fact. Stupid people, defined, dull, insensible, not paying attention. Those that are cheerleading politicians rather than our law that exposes 99% of corrupt politicians in the United States of America because they have their favorite jersey on. They are deceiving you, America. Just last, what was it, a week and a half ago, I seen someone that's respected in the conservative movement post a picture of Lindsey Graham's head on top of Braveheart, William Wallace, which is a true story, going up and down, stirring up the troops. Talking about how Lindsey Graham is a hero, how they were inspired by his heroic move to go after those that were dare questioning Kavanaugh. I mean, friends, I just type back, you can't make up what's going on here. Lindsey, you're getting behind Lindsey Graham. This loose, immoral, sadistic, twisted, distorted human that's still there to do what he wants to do is put up for a moment and you are right there to high-five his efforts as he continuously empowers the agenda and the special interest groups that are dividing the American people one against another, and they had the audacity to use a William Wallace who stood up against a tyrant king that was destroying those in Scotland back in the 1500s. Are you kidding me? Nope. You can't make it up. You can't make it up. You just can't make it up. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Hey, folks. Our talking points must be predicated upon usurping God's... When highlighting what George Orwell said, political language is designed to make lies sound truthful and to give an appearance of solidity to peer wind, George Orwell, because we're highlighting politicians don't want to go outside of their scripted talking points because their agendas would fall apart. Their talking points must be predicated, premised upon usurping God's moral law, Exodus 20, unconstitutional democracy, what the people want, unconstitutional debate, and premised on an unconstitutional diplomacy, the seduction in another guise, premised and predicated upon fair play, predicated on sportsmanlike conduct, where they fraternize with the enemy, and the conversation while tearing down American law, which you're not paying attention to because you don't know the difference, and putting unconstitutional, un-American policies in the place of law because you put up with it. This they all do while furthering and enslaving the American people. Hosea 4:6. Oh, how foreign is the U.S. Constitution to these paid actors and the service to their prospective special interest groups in the political world of circus of politics in the guise of representing the American people. Oh, I'm getting an answer back. Hey, folks, if you have information that would stand in contrast to what I'm sharing with you right now, and again, I'm not picking a fight. I'm just responding to what's in my heart right now. If you have a different position, please give me a call and call me out. 1-866-582-9933. I'll give you facts. You give me your opinion. But do remember, facts are stubborn things. They won't change to appease the lies of men. They're not going to stand down. Hey, folks. Lies are like Dagon who bowed before God's moral law within the ark when the Philistines wanted to go ahead and play away at attempting to usurp God and his moral law and his Holy Ghost. What happened to the ark? Absolutely nothing. What happened to Dagon? You know, remember the Philistines, they worshiped the fish god? Well, they went to the threshold of the door, and what did they find? Dagon was torn down. cut up in pieces. That's exactly right. Or Josiah, understanding what is found in the book of the law, what did he do? He tore down his clothes and he established God's moral law in his place. That's exactly what the Spirit of God is doing today, either through blessing or curse.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
I think it was a very excellent meeting. The information was excellent on the Constitution, and every American needs to hear this, especially the young people. They need to hear this. This is stuff that should be taught in the schools.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Times are changing. The circus of politics, healthcare's low standards and high prices, and let's not forget food quality. What to do? Arm yourself with Life Change Tea at GetTheTea.com. In a world of chemical imbalance and poor air and water quality, it's time you make a move. Log on to GetTheTea.com and stock up on organic non-GMO supplements. Don't forget the tea. Cleansing your body never felt so good. And we have a brand new tea called Takedown Tea, which helps support healthy glucose. All natural body support so you can be at your best, naturally. All you have to do is log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. We're not a fad that comes and goes. We are the real deal. Join us and armor up. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Changing America's health one tea bag at a time.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Thank you for joining us today. We're on the final segment. I'm just online right now, and Sam's back there, and we're looking for more compilations. But friends, there's so many compilations, and I don't have enough time to finish them off today. But just go to compilations of them that represent We the People and the stupid things that they say. And it's funny how people just laugh it off, but there's really nothing funny about it. I mean, keep in mind, again, someone probably in your family lineage fought, bled, and died to give you the freedoms in which you have entrusted your representatives with, and they're making a joke out of it. We're in some serious times, friends. It's just that simple. Now, I want to show you through firsthand experience, because I sat with Roscoe Bartlett from the 6th District in Maryland, and he was a representative there, and he once told me that while on the federal floor in Washington, D.C., that he quoted the U.S. Constitution and the Declaration of Independence. Okay? I'll say it slow. Maryland Representative Roscoe Bartlett from the 6th District once told me that while on the federal floor in Washington, D.C., he quoted the U.S. Constitution and the Declaration of Independence, which he always carries with him in his shirt pocket. He showed me. He pulled them out of his pocket for me while we were sitting there with him in Maryland. Well, quoting the Constitution and the Declaration of Independence, when he was finished, he turned and began to exit the building, and the floor recorder asked the question, what was it that you were quoting? Did you hear what I said? The floor recorder asked the question, what was that you were quoting? What was it that you were recording? Or quoting, I'm sorry. What were you quoting? What were you quoting, Roscoe? What was it that you were quoting, Roscoe Bartlett? He was quoting the United States Constitution, which is laid on that seedbed, the Declaration of Independence. As I said, the U.S. Constitution is as foreign to these said U.S. representatives as Scripture is recited and exhibited by the devil himself. No wonder why this country is being turned into a living hell. Read Proverbs 9:17. It's actually Psalm 9:17, forgive me. Do you remember what Woodrow Wilson said, the 28th President of the United States of America, love him or hate him? It's interesting to note that I was at his house in Washington, D.C. And back then, what they used to do, because they didn't have Secret Service, what they would do is they would, when their tenure, their incumbency was up, their time to serve we the people was up, they would literally drop them off at their front door and say, thank you for your service, Mr. President. They didn't have Secret Service. I want to tell you why they have Secret Service today. They have Secret Service today because Secret Service, in many cases, friends, is there to protect special interest groups to make sure the president stays in line with the agenda. As a matter of fact, I can take you to another firsthand experience. Just this last week, while in California, actually a week and a half ago, a representative, a senator's mother was there, and she had told me that in many cases, what happens is when a new senator or a new congressman or a new representative comes in, they have these offices filled with people that were there during the preceding tenure of the preceding congressman, the senator, or the representative. And she had shared with me that they will keep the representatives in line. And if they don't stay in line and stay to what their office crew has to say, they'll be ousted. They'll be removed. It's like the bureaucracies that are in place from Barack Hussein Obama. They're still there. The bureaucracies that were implemented under George Bush, they're still there. Under Bill Clinton, they're still there. No wonder why the agenda keeps going forward. And how many times have I told you that they changed the players, but the agenda goes forward? Because you have the same people behind the scenes pushing the same buttons, and these new said representatives are just willing to go along to get along. So, there's a little more information for you. But going back to Woodrow Wilson, it was interesting when I was inside of his house. He wasn't there, by the way. Above his headboard on his bed, he had the Bible there. He believed that God had put him in that position. Well, God will always put every individual that represents we the people in position, regardless if you want to see it that way or not, because either they're there to appoint as for judgment, or they're there to appoint as for a blessing. But as I read during the first radio show hour today, that God will bless you. He'll rejoice over you to bless you, but if you're disobedient to him, he will also rejoice over you to destroy you and to pluck you off of the land as to where you're at now. We're seeing that today too. We talked about that earlier. But Woodrow Wilson said, we're trying to do a futile thing if we don't know where we came from or what we've been about. He said America was born a Christian nation, no doubt. America was born to exemplify the devotion to the elements of righteousness which are derived from the revelations of Holy Scripture. Isn't it interesting that during this time, now we know what he did. They tried to establish League of Nations through World War I, which shows you that it was contrived. That failed. Then we see through World War II, which in many ways was contrived. We see that they established the UN out of World War II, which was the League of Nations under Woodrow Wilson. He did a lot of crooked things, and he also brought forth a violation of the 13th Amendment. He's responsible for the IRS. The oppressors in so many different ways. I'm not a tax protester, just for the record. There's lawful tax and there's unlawful tax. But we can see what they're unlawfully doing through reallocation of our tax dollars to their special progress, our programs that are destroying this country. But listen to what he said. America was born a Christian nation. America was born to exemplify the devotion to the elements of righteousness which are derived from the revelations of Holy Scripture. Isn't it interesting? During this time, there was no ACLU. We were still being blessed. And by the way, our blessings that have been given unto us by God have in so many ways turned our blessings into curses. And what is that I'm talking about? I'm talking about prosperity. Because in prosperity, when God gives it, He doesn't desire that you turn away from Him. Read Deuteronomy 8 when you get a moment. You're not the one that gave the power to establish prosperity. God is. And God gives it as a blessing to people. But when you turn on the blessing and you forget God, you've turned that blessing into a curse. And you can rest assured judgment's going to fall upon your head. That's just the way it is, America. You can try to talk yourself out of it. You can try to have someone else talk you out of what I'm telling you right now. But it's scriptural, and it's a truth that nobody can deny. And if you try to, you're a fool for your pains. But just think about it. During the time that we were being blessed majorly as a country, there wasn't the Planned Parenthood. There wasn't the ACLU. Laws were enforced against the crimes that you are accepting now, which are enslaving you, which are destroying your country, which, by the way, are turning your country into a living hell because you have departed from the living God. Psalm 9:17. This is what happens when you forget God. You know, and furthermore, when you go to Thomas Jefferson, he said, if a nation expects to be stuck on stupid, and this is my youth talk coming out, but he said, if a nation expects to be ignorant and free, it expects what never was and never will be. So, who is it that makes you free? Let me ask you the question. What is it that makes you free? Is it corrupt politicians that mean to further enslave? By speaking a foreign language to our U.S. Constitution, what liberates when we are obedient to the enumerated laws which were established by God through the Mosaic Institution which has been established? What is it that you prefer? Do you prefer unconstitutional criminal politicians that mean to enslave? Or do you prefer God's moral law, which Christ fulfilled, which He did not abrogate, but He established? Matthew 5:17, Romans 3:31. To whom the Son maketh free is free indeed. What do you prefer? Because true liberation is not licentiousness, friends. It's really truly found in the definition of Webster's 1828 grace, which means the power to restrain from sin. Where we're made more than conquerors. Where we're made overcomers through the faith that's been given unto us by the author and the finisher of our faith. His name is Jesus Christ. Love you by what we do. We will talk to you on Monday. Again, have a great weekend. Folks, wake up. Be doers of the word, not hearers only, deceiving yourselves. Because rest assured, God will bestow upon you either in a blessing or in a curse. It's up to you.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.